and it's stolen by Petway. Petway, coast to coast, he'll lay it in! John Petway with two huge back-to-back buckets.
I'm JT Crabtree, and this is JAG Nation Rewind. In this feature presentation, relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Today, we don't have to go too far for our latest installment, featuring Jaguar men's basketball. January 6th, 2020, Arlington, Texas. South Alabama is finishing off a three-game road swing in 5 days at the UTA Mavericks in a matchup of the top two preseason favorites in the Sun Belt Conference, with South Alabama receiving top billing. The Jags were currently 1-1 on the road trip, with a three-point win at Louisiana to start the trip before being embarrassed by ULM 69-49, a game in which the Warhawks' Michael Ertl tied a Sun Belt Conference record with 11 made three-pointers in a 39-point effort. The next day following the loss, the Jags had a four-hour team meeting in the hotel conference room, rewatching every second of the game as a team before coming together as individual players shared their thoughts on the season so far and reaffirmed their commitment to their teammates. The Jags would then pack up the bus and head 5 hours west for a night practice before facing UTA in the College Park Center on a Monday night. Let's go now to Arlington, Texas for the play-by-play.
White-on-white unis for UTA. Very sleek, clean look. Just solid white uniforms with blue accent, blue numbers outlined in gray with a solid blue UTA arced over the numbers on the front. Red unis for South Alabama. Red numbers outlined in white. White South Alabama above the numbers on the front. Here we go. Ball's in the air. It's won by the Jags. We are underway in Texas. Jags control it, working to our left. Petway runs point on this first play. He'll spin past far wing to Trey Mitchell. Trey trying to get it down low, gets it to Chad Lott at the right block, working on Phillips. Pump fake, fadeaway jumper from the baseline is good. Chad Lott, just like he did last time out against ULM, gets the Jags scoring started. 2-0 good guys. In the backcourt, full court trap coming by the Jags. Newey gets it up top to Warren, and he'll run point. Far wing for Phillips, now up top Warren, near side Newey. Holding it above his head, now his right hip almost punched out. Petway trying to poke it away. 10 seconds left to shoot as UTA retains it. Far side for Warren. Back near side, Newey bobbled the pass in the near corner. Narciss, pass up top to Warren. A three at the buzzer. No good off the iron. Rebound, Josh Ajayi. Nice defense from the Jags. Petway to a trailing Ajayi. Gives it to Chad Lott. He'll run this play. Lott typically not the point man for the Jags in their offense. Trying some new things. Lott drives right side on the baseline. He'll back down on Phillips again. Turn around. Pump fake goes up and under. Stretches out for the layup. It's too short. Gets his own rebound. They'll call jump ball. Possession arrow going to UTA. 2-0 Jags. We've played almost a minute 15. Inbound to Warren. He'll take it across the timeline as UTA works to our right. Warren, far side, now up top, swings it near side. Phillips now in the middle, turnaround jumper from Azor is nothing but net. Azor is on the board, leading scorer for UTA. We're tied 2-2. Near wing for Petway. Gets it near corner to Lott, holding it with the right hand. Up top to Petway. Little hesitation move, now far side. Trey Mitchell tries to drive up top to Lott. 13 left to shoot. Lott now at the right elbow. Gets it near wing, now in the corner. Herb, he'll take a contested three. Rattles out, no good, and a rebound UTA. Mavericks will look to take their first lead of the contest. In transition, Narciss for a three. Well too short, and a rebound Josh Ajayi. Herb falling down, tosses it back to Ajayi. Now gets it to Herb, and the Jags go to work to our left. Herb just lost his footing and fell down. Fortunately, it didn't roll out of bounds or anything. Herb will spin, pass far wing to Petway on the wing. Up top, Ajayi, near side, Lott at the right elbow. Pull-up jumper is a beauty again. Chad Lott with all 4 points for the Jags so far. South Alabama leads by two. In the middle, Phillips runs up ahead, tossed up for alley-oop, goes off the side of the glass and out of bounds. A turnover. Jags defensively, and the energy has been much better than last time out against ULM. Herb McGee will take it across the half-court stripe for South Alabama as they lead 4-2. Ajayi receives the pass beyond the left elbow. Teammates going in motion. He'll drive to the bucket. Hop step, double clutch on the layup, and it goes through the rim. Josh Ajayi on the board with his first 2 points. South Alabama up by four, and a blocking foul in the backcourt against John Petway. 17:09 left first half. 6-2, South Alabama leads over UTA. Mavericks inbound to Warren in the backcourt. High pass, now near side. Azor's open for another wing three. He'll take it, he'll hit it. Still a one-point lead for South Alabama. First perimeter shot allowed by the Mavericks, or made by the Mavericks, rather. Herb McGee guarded closely by Warren. Gets it far wing to Petway. Petway steps in, now drives in the baseline. Dump off underneath the Jay. Goes up. He's hit on the way up. No foul call, but he makes the layup. 8-5. Now quickly in transition. Dewey hops up in the paint. Kick out far side. Pump fake on the three. Now a three from Azor. Rolls off the rim. Rebound Chad Lott. UTA was working quick there. Had some open looks. Jags got lucky not letting anything go through. Lott will turn. Give far side. Trey Mitchell rolls it on the baseline. Almost stolen away. And Jordan Phillips has it for UTA. Phillips taking it coast to coast. Pushes through. They'll call a blocking foul. Again by John Petway, and that's his second personal already. Andre Fox will jump up off the bench. He will sub out Pet. First sub by either team comes at the 16-12 mark first half. Jags lead 8-5 over UTA. Mavericks will inbound far sideline up top to Warren. Guarded by Andre, gives near side Newey. Back on to Warren. He'll try and drive on Fox. Nothing doing. Catch and shoot three from Phillips. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound to Jay. It's almost poked out from behind. And a turnover. Phillips goes up. He's blocked by Jay. Loose ball. Jay fighting for it. And he is fouled by Phillips. That's how we'll go to our under 16 media timeout. 15:55 left to go. First half. South Alabama leads over UTA 8-5. We're back to the College Park Center. Just
4 minutes in and the Jags have started well, with Chad Lott and Josh Ajayi scoring all 8 points for the Jags between the two of them. Chad Lott's strong play would be carried all game long, as the graduate transfer from Howard would go on to lead the Jags with 20 points in the contest. Lott would go on to finish his lone season at South Alabama, averaging 13.5 points per game and 5.6 rebounds, while not attempting a single three-pointer while leading the team with 317 field goal attempts. We move ahead in the game. After the Jags extend their lead to 8, UTA cuts it in half and makes it a 4-point game. But South Alabama still leads 18-14 as we rejoin the action with 7:50 left to go in the first half.
All right, thanks, Joe. Back in action here at the College Park Center. Jags lead 18-14 over UTA. Far side, UTA working. Griffin gets it far corner to Newey. He'll dribble out now onto the wing. Bounce pass up top to Warren. 7 left to shoot. Warren going one-on-one with Fox, gets in the middle, pump fake from Davis, drives, puts it up off the glass, and good. Working around Josh Ajayi with 2 left to shoot. 2-point game, 18-16. Pass in the middle for the Jags. Andre Fox gets it to Herb McGee, who's back in the ballgame. Fox far side, gets it to Petway, now bounce pass, and the Jags are going in motion and got in the way of each other. I'll say it's a kickball. Petway accidentally passed it in the foot of Andre Fox, who was crossing in front of Chad Lott. Herb, far side, receives it back from Fox. Petway near wing, 12 left to shoot. Lob pass far side for Herb. Back up top, Petway. Lob near side, Fox. Pump fakes on a three, works under it. Bounce pass underneath, Chad Lott. He'll go up under the rim, reverses, he's dunked. He's blocked, goes out of bounds. Last touch, they'll say, by the Jags. Jags still leading. Ryan Warren takes it across the half-court stripe for UTA. Pass it far wing for Phillips. Near side, Warren. He'll take a contested three. Off the front rim, no good. Rebound, John Petway. Petway in and out, gives far corner for Lott. Petway. Jags call in the new play. Jai comes in motion. Petway drives, floater, right block, beauty, got it. John Petway now with 4 points. South Alabama back on top by a 20-16 over UTA. Warren dribbles to the near sideline. Now a pass far sideline to Griffin. Griffin to the top of the key, guarded by Petway. Gives it near side Warren. In the middle, Davis. Contested jumper from the stripe is no good, and a rebound Jags. Herb takes it in the half court, running point, in and out move at the top of the key. Pass far side, Petway, another floater, rolls out, no good. A whistle and a foul going against UTA away from the ball. It's going against Brian Warren. Two subs coming in for the Mavericks. Nui and Narciss will sub out as Steelman and Phillips come back in the ballgame. 2016 Jags lead, 5:42 left first half. Petway looking to inbound. Bounces it to Ajayi, loose ball almost stolen. Ajayi toss it near wing, up top to Lott. He'll give it to Herb, the Jags will run a new play. 10 left to shoot. Herb makes his approach from the right side, drives right to the bucket, toss it up, and goes in. Strong drive from Herb McGee, and he's on the board. 22-16 Jags. Warren gives far side to Phillips. Back to Warren, swings it near corner, Steelman. He'll pass it up top. Warren takes a step in. Jump pass is stolen by Chad Lott. Lott takes it in the half court. Gives up top to Herb McGee. Jags will slow down and run a play. 5 minutes left first half. South Alabama leads by six. Herb takes a step in. Gives it up top to Ajayi. He'll fake the three. Spin move in the paint. Bounce pass outside. Chad Lott. Long two. No good. But Lott is fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Be the Jags' first trip to the stripe today. Speaking of not going to the stripe, what about last time out, a weird stat in that ULM game? They were 15 for 32 shooting on threes. They didn't go to the stripe once. It's the first time in program history that ULM had not shot a free throw in a game that lasted longer than an hour and a half. Chad Lott's first free throw is good. He's been struggling at the stripe recently. He's all the way down to 60% shooting there. Makes his first. Jabari Narciss back in the ball game as Jordan Phillips will sub out. That foul is on Phillips, by the way. That was his second personal, so he'll head to the bench. Lott's second one. Front rim no good. And a whistle. And they'll say it's a lane violation going against the Jags. Actually called it against Chad Lott. 4:50 remaining. Jags on top, 23-16. Warren, oh, it looked like he easily traveled. They don't call it. Warren bounces it far side. Pump fake now in the corner. Azor receives the pass. Back to Warren up top, 13 left to shoot. Bounce pass in the middle. Davis, floater, well too short. Scrapes off the rim, and a foul going against the Jags. Who's that called on underneath? Called against Chad Lott. That's his first personal. Seventh team foul. That means 1-1 upcoming for the Mavericks. It'll send Jabari Narciss to the stripe. He shoots 60% on freebies this year. 23-16, South Alabama leads with 4:31 left to go. First half, Narciss makes the first, and will shoot another. Today's game brought to you in part by Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmaster since 1968. Locations in Pensacola and in Mobile. Sit down, take out, or ask about Sonny's great catering options. Narciss is second, and it rolls in good. And a sub coming in for the Mavericks as Tiandre Jackson-Young re-enters. David Azor heads to the bench. Azor with 9 points to lead the Mavericks. 4.5 remaining first half. Jags up 23-18. Herb, running point. Ajayi sets the screen. Herb works left with it. Pass up top. Ajayi gives back to Herb. Now in the corner, Chad Lott almost too far. 8 seconds left to shoot. Lott drives the bucket under the rim. Pump fake goes up. He's fouled. Going to the rim again. Chad Lott drawing the fouls. That one's going against Narciss. First personal, sixth team foul. So no more to give for the Mavericks for the remaining 4:05 of this first half. Chad Lott will go back to the line. Chad Lott, shooting two. Leads the Jags with 11 points. Lott had 13 last time out against ULM. That led the team. Lott's first is good. Jags playing much better defensively, much better just energy-wise. K.K. Curry has jumped up. He's getting ready to sub in for the first time. Lott's second one is up and good. Here comes KK, and he will sub out Chad Lott. KK played 5 minutes off the bench at ULM. Full court pressure coming from the Jags in the backcourt. Warren, guarded by Petway, almost poked it out. He's got two personal. He's got to be careful. Steelman gives it up top. Warren, now near side, Jackson Young. Back up top, Warren gets in the middle. Turn around the free throw line, trying to drive. Pull-up jumper from Davis. He got it from the right side of the lane. Jags quickly in transition. Fox gives it up top. Petway up top to Herb. Zone defense still coming from UTA. Bounce pass far side. Petway slashes. Puts up another floater off the rim. No good. Misses to the right. Offensive rebound. Curry. He'll go to the rim and he'll lay it in. KK Curry gets on the board. 27-20 Jags on top with 3:20 remaining first half. Warren gives far side Steelman on the wing, guarded by Petway. Gets it up top to Warren. Near side, low pass, Jackson Young. Now swing it back far side to Steelman. Skipped up top. Warren takes a three straight on. Off the rim, no good. Loose ball, slapped up twice. Jackson Young will bank it in off the glass. Loose ball the Jags should have had. UTA converts it into second chance points. Jags now on top by five, 27-22. 2:47 remaining first half. Herb, near side, pump fake from Fox. Bounce pass to Giant, gets it inside out. Herb for a three, far side, off the rim, no good. And a rebound, UTA. That was a nice inside out look from the Jags. Just couldn't let it go down. Steelman, transition three, well off the mark. Loose ball, Jags chase it down, and Jai has it near corner. 2.5 remaining first half. Jags up 27-22. Petway, far corner, will pass up top to Herb. Jags call in a new play. Bounce pass, Fox gives it back to Herb. Now near side, Petway. Jags going in motion. Pump fake, nothing doing. Now up top to Herb. Back to Petway. Bounce pass in the corner for Fox. A pump fake on a three. 4 left to shoot. Fox left open for a three. Got it! Timeout, UTA! Jags getting contributions everywhere. Chad Lott leads the way with 13 points. 5 for 7 shooting is the grad transfer. UTA working left to right here in the College Park Center. Jags up 30-22. Up top, Warren will pass it near side to Griffin. Back up top, Warren, he'll back up. Far side the corner, catch and shoot three is up. Back rim, no good. Fox had a hand on it. Who did last go off of? Last one off UTA and out of bounds. Fox had one hand on it, couldn't bring the ball in. But it fortunately goes off the Mavericks and out of bounds. Fox dribbling in the half court, near sideline, now moves to the top, guarded by Warren, who'll try and back down on him from the three-point line, gives Lott far wing, holding it above his head, trying to get rid of it, now up top of Jai, near side Fox, 12 left to shoot, behind the back dribble from Fox, nothing doing, he'll back up, 8 left to shoot, Fox combining all the moves, kick out near corner, Jai between the legs, trying to drive, baseline, hop step, reversal, layup, good, and the foul! With 2 seconds left to shoot, Ajayi with a layup, with the reversal, and the foul as David Azor comes back in the ball game for UTA. That foul's against Jabari Narcisse, his second personal. Ajayi shooting one to our left. His first trip to the stripe today. Shooting 81% on free throws is the senior. It's up and good. 7 points for Josh Ajayi. South Alabama on top by 11, 33-22. Far side, Griffin takes it across the timeline. Pass up top, Warren, now near side, Azor. Back up top, swing it far side to Griffin. Back up top, Warren. Back Azor near side, nothing doing. Back to Warren up top. They'll move it back to Griffin far wing. He'll take a long three. Completely missed the rim off the glass. Rebound, KK Curry. Timeout, Richie Riley. Richie Riley called the timeout. Jags drew up a quick play as South Alabama is currently on a 6-0 run over the last minute. They've held UTA scoreless for 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Petway inbounds to Herb McGee. Jags will work to our left, leading by 11. To a giant at the left elbow. Spin, nothing doing. Gets it to Herb near wing. He'll try and drive on the baseline. He'll back down, pass up top. Fox contested three, off the rim, no good. Rebound UTA. That ball looked like it was going down. UTA can pretty much have the final shot as 3 seconds separate shot clock and game clock. 20 left to shoot. And UTA, Brian Warren holding the handout saying, just wait. We'll run our offense in a second. Jags need a nice defensive stand here to go into the halftime locker room feeling good. 33-22, Jags on top. Warren tries to drive, kick out far side. Steelman for a three, rolled off, no good. Rebound, Josh Ajayi. Jags have some time. Petway runs up the far sideline. 1 second, and he goes to the rim, missed the layup, had an opportunity. And Petway will walk back to the locker room with a smile on his face. The team's happy. Jags with a brilliant first 20 minutes of basketball, leading on the road at UTA, 33-22. Your halftime score.
The Jags would end the first half on a 6-0 run over the final 3 minutes, going to the halftime locker room with their largest lead of the game, 33-22. Lott led the way for South Alabama with 13 points on 5-for-7 shooting, as the Jags shot 52% as a team for the first 20 minutes, while holding UTA to just 27%. As we go to the second quarter, the Jags now lead by 13, 39-26, as we hit the first media timeout of the second half.
Chad Lott got in the way of the passing lane, knocked the ball out of bounds. UTA goes back to work to our left as they trail by 13. Steelman gets far side, a long three is blocked by the Jags on the perimeter. Herb McGee has it. Near side Trey gets it near corner. Andre Fox up top to Herb. Jags are running a new play with 20 left to shoot, still plenty of time to run the offense. Trey lobs in the middle, Chad Lott trying to drive to the bucket, hop step, picks up his dribble. Turn around, now pump fake goes to the rim, missed the layup, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Nice move, Chad Lott. He leads the Jags with 15 points, 6-for-9 shooting, 3-for-3 from the stripe, and 22 minutes played. Lott will go to the line and shoot two to our right. Looking to snap a scoreless streak of 2 minutes and 39 seconds for the Jags. Lott's first is up, and off the rim, no good. Sub for the Mavericks. Sam Griffin heads to the bench. And Jordan Phillips back in the ballgame. Pep band chanting one more time for Chad Lott as he shoots one more to our right. It's up and good. Sub for UTA as David Azor comes back to the ballgame, subbing out Davis Steelman. 15 and a half left second half. South Alabama on top, 40-26 over UTA. Warren runs up ahead in the half court quickly. He's already at the wing. Gives up top to Davis. Now far side Phillips. Phillips dribbles once. Gives up top. Warren. Guarded by Fox. Gives it up top to Phillips. Now back near side. Warren. Pump fake. Gives back Phillips far wing. 15 left to shoot. Picks up his dribble up top to Azor. Back near side. Warren open for a long three. Rattles out. No good. Loose ball. Jags can't get there and is picked up by Teandre Jackson-Young. Azor. Pump fake on a three. Double team comes. Pivots around in the corner. Warren swings it up far side. Next pass up top. Phillips open for a three. He'll take it. Front rim. Rolls off the glass. And a rebound by Josh Ajayi. UTA hasn't scored in 3.5 minutes. They hit that long two from Jabari Narcisse to make it an 11-point game and haven't scored since. They came back at the 18.5 mark. And a whistle away from the ball against the Jags. Call the foul on Andre Fox. First personal, first team foul of the second half. Warren takes it in the half court, dribbles to the far sideline. Pass to Azor near wing. Takes a step in, now up top. Warren swings it far side. Nothing doing for Davis. Gives it up top to Warren. Looks over to Chris Ogden, the head coach, reigning Sun Belt Conference Coach of the Year. Near side, Azor. Just toss it up top. Far side, Jackson Young, a long three. Off the rim, no good. A whistle and a foul going against the Jags under the rim. I believe it's against Trey. And it is. That's Trey's third personal. John Petway jumps up and he'll sub in. Trey will head to the bench. 2 points, 3 rebounds. 17 minutes played. Back in the starting lineup for the Jags. Warren receives the inbound. The corner is open for a three. Hit the back rim. No good. Rebound to Jai. Jags quickly get in the half court. Herb McGee running point. Herb dribbles to the middle of the court, gets ready, rolls it to Ajayi beyond the left elbow, gives to Herb. He'll dribble at the top of the key. Bounce pass is stolen. Too much traffic underneath and stolen by Davis. He'll get it near side. Jackson Young goes up, whistle. Oh, and the call, blocking foul against Herb McGee. That's Herb's second personal. Second team foul. Layup was good, by the way. Layup was good and the foul, so Jackson Young will shoot one more. 13:46 remaining second half. 40-28, Jags on top. Jackson Young's and one free throw is up and rolls in good. Jabari Narcisse subs in. He'll take out Radshad Davis. Hey, 13:40 remaining second half. Jags on top by 11. Far side, Petway. Dribbles once, gives far side. Fox nothing doing, gives back to Petway. Looking for a teammate, will dribble now to the right side. Swing pass up top, Ajayi's open for a straight on three. Hit the rim, no good. And a rebound for UTA. In transition, Warren Nearwin dribbles between the legs, gives up top Narcisse. Now far side, Jackson Young takes a step in, nothing doing. Rolls it, loose ball, Jags diving for it, can't get it. Azor will get out with the corner. Phillips, near side Warren, high pass, now up top. Azor, open three, he'll take it. Back rim, no good, rebound, Andre Fox. Oh, he was open. And a shooter like Azor normally hits those. He shoots 47% on threes. Ajayi, strong to the rim, is fouled, going to the bucket. Misses the layup underneath, but draws the foul. That foul's going against Jordan Phillips. Third personal on Jordan Phillips. Three different Mavericks with three personal fouls right now. Ajayi at the stripe to shoot two. One for one. He's got a double-double tonight. 11 points, 10 boards. That is 24th. Double-double. Ajayi misses the first. By the way, also, with Ajayi's 10 rebounds, he has surpassed Rory White for third all-time in rebounds in South Alabama basketball history. Ajayi now with 741 career rebounds. Second one from Ajayi, he got that one. He's got 12 points, 10 boards for his 24th career double-double. 41-29, South Alabama leads over UTA with 12:46 remaining second half from the College Park Center in Arlington, Texas. Pass far side now, Azor gets it in the corner to Jackson Young. Jackson Young dribbles out, gives it up top to Warren, now near side, Narcisse. Dribbles with the right hand, gives near wing. Warren pivots around, five left to shoot, nothing doing. Warren takes a step in, takes a long contested two and got it. And Brian Warren with his first points. They come at the 12:22 mark in the second half. He averages 14 points a game. It's a 10-point game. Petway gives near side to Herb, holding it above his head, gets it near corner for Fox. He'll drive to the bucket, puts up a floater with the left hand, and got it to go through. Andre Fox with the left-handed floater. He adds two more points. He's got five. Up top, Jackson Young. Far side, Azor gives it to Warren. Now near side, Narcisse with 15 left to shoot. Warren to far side, Davis fakes a three. Now Warren takes a step in, pass near side. Nothing doing for Azor. Eight left to shoot up top. Now far side, next pass the corner. Long three in the corner from Narcisse is no good. Slapped up. Rebound Chad Lott for the Jags. 11 and a half remaining. Second half. Jags on top, 43-31. Herb will run point on this play. Gives to Petway. 12 left to shoot. Jags waiting to get in position to run their offense. Petway picks up his dribble, gives it to Herb far side. Five left to shoot up top. Petway. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Petway takes a straight on three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound UTA. Warren takes it in the half court. Guarded by Petway. Jags will switch and put Chad Lott on him. Now swing it up top. Azor, far side. Jackson Young for a corner three. Got it. Timeout UTA. And the Mavericks cutting into it. Chris Ogden, head coach for UTA, is fired up. Goes over and punches Jackson Young in the chest. Timeout called. First time out of the second half, extended to the length of the full. So, while we have a second, let's check back in the studios with Joe McNulty for an update on the Alabama Power scoreboard. Joe, my man, what you got for us?
Yeah, JT, looking at the Lending Tree Bowl over here at Lad People Stadium. Louisiana just got the ball back from Miami, and they still lead 10-7 right now with 12 minutes to go in the third quarter. Also, some Sun Belt Conference basketball action. Little Rock leads Georgia Southern 67-63 with 3 minutes to go in the second. Arkansas State trails to Georgia State 60-49 with 17 to go in the second half. And Troy leads Texas State 46-37 with 12 to go in the second half as well. JT, back to you.
Interesting that Arkansas State, thanks Joe, that Arkansas State score. They're our next opponent coming up on Thursday. So we'll keep an eye on that game very closely. I mean, quick turnaround for the Jacks. Tomorrow is a travel day. It's not like most days where you play on a Saturday and you bus home or you fly home after the game. No. We got to stay here tonight and then fly home tomorrow morning. Fortunately, though, there are direct flights from Dallas to Mobile, so it's not a hard flight at all. Nonetheless, it's just another day added to the schedule. But another positive for these student athletes, we emphasize students, school is not in session yet, so they're not missing class time for this long road swing. 43-34, South Alabama leads over UTA with 10:50 remaining in the second half here from Arlington, Texas. JT Crabtree courtside with you. Just heard from Joe McNulty back in our iHeart studios, updating you on the Alabama Power scoreboard. Today's broadcast being brought to you in part by Kaneka Sausage. Kaneka Sausage is Alabama-made and a proud sponsor of Jaguar Athletics. Smoked sausage and more. Fresh from Evergreen, Alabama. Kaneka, true Southern flavor since 1947. 10:50 remaining. Chris Ogden using the timeout there. Former assistant coach at Texas, Texas Tech. Got a lot of winning college pedigree under his belt as an assistant. This is his first head coaching gig. Bounce pass far side. As the Jags go to work to our right. Ajayi. Pass near side Fox. Bounce pass to corner. Trey Mitchell. Loose ball. Pats pick it up. Gives it up top to Fox. 10.5 remaining. Fox on the wing. Guarded one-on-one by Warren. Six, near side, Trey. He'll try and drive from the baseline. Double team comes, spins, near side, Fox. A three with two left to shoot is off the mark. And a rebound was almost collected by UTA. It's a foul on Chad Lott instead. And that'll be our under 12 media timeout with 10:19 left to go in the second half. 43-34, South Alabama leads over UTA, but the Mavericks trying to mount a comeback.
UTA will inbound from the baseline to our right and go to work to our left.
Davis gets it in to Warren. And the Mavericks go to work to our left. Warren near wing. Around a high screen from Azor. Pump fake gets in the middle of Davis. Now kick out far side. Jackson Young for a wing three. Got it. Back-to-back buckets from beyond the arc for Teandre Jackson Young. Trey Mitchell gets it far side. Herb McGee in the half court. Fox drives from the baseline. Under the rim. Dump off. Ajayi goes up. He's blocked off the glass by Narcisse. That was a nasty dunk. Warren, free throw jumper up. Rolls off, no good. Put back is in. Timeout, Richie Riley. Just like that, UTA is back in this ballgame. And Chris Ogden goes out and chest bumps Teandre Jackson Young for the Mavericks. What a back and forth. And UTA, just like that, is fired back. It's 43-39 with 9:44 remaining second half. Jags being outscored in the second half. 17-10 after holding an 11-point lead at halftime, 33-22. Back-to-back threes from Teandre Jackson Young, then a put-back layup from Radshad Davis. An 8-0 run for the Mavericks. The Jags call the timeout. They have two remaining. UTA has two remaining. 9:44 remaining second half. They've got a 4-point lead for the Jags. Trey Mitchell looking to inbound, gets it to Herb, gives back to Trey. Trey lobbed in the half court, Herb McGee far wing. Jags coaching staff calling in the new play. 18 left to shoot, up top to Ajayi, turns around pass near wing to Fox. Hesitation gives Herb, now next pass to corner. Trey for a three, bang! Exactly what the Jags needed, a huge three on the other end. And South Alabama back on top by 7, 46-39.
in the middle. Davis, floater over the top of Ajayi, rolls off no good. Rebound, Chad Lott. He'll bounce it far side to Herb McGee. He'll take his time getting in the half court. Richie Riley calling in the play for the Jags. Ajayi sets a high screen, far wing, bounce pass in the middle to Fox at the right block. Pump fake, gives it far side to Ajayi. He'll pump fake, nothing doing on a three. He'll drive, hop step to the bucket, lays it up and good. Nice move, Josh Ajayi. He's got 14. Back to a 9-point lead for South Alabama, just like that. UTA going on an 8-0 run and made it a 4-point game. The Jags have now fired off 5 in a row. Warren, pump fake, gives it now far side. Jackson Young now on the baseline. Narciss, high pass for Warren, 8 left to shoot. Warren trying to drive, he's fouled, going to the bucket by Herb McGee. Not a whole lot more that Herb could have done there. He was there stride for stride, and Warren initiated the contact. That's the fifth team foul and third personal on Herb. 8:22 remaining. Jags on top, 48-39 on the road at UTA. Warren will look to inbound from the baseline to our left. Inbound. That sailed right into the bench. Whoa, hold on. I guess they didn't say the ball was ready for play. One official saying, no, that's my bad. My hand was still in the air. Interesting. So Warren, who had just tossed it completely out of bounds. Maybe they're saying the ball hit the official's arm. Up top to Davis, gives near side Warren. Bounce pass in the corner for Azores. The Jags up 48-39. Jackson Young takes a deep three far side. And he got it again. Jackson Young on fire, 14 points. He was held scoreless for the first time in his collegiate career. And the Jags turn it over far side. And Herb commits a turnover. Excuse me, Herb commits a foul far side. And that's Herb's fourth. John Petway's got to jump up and sub him out. ...48-42. South Alabama leads with 8 minutes left. Second half. Warren in and out, gives far side. Azor gets in the corner. Jackson Young, another three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Josh Ajayi. His team leading 11th board tonight. As he's got his 24th career double-double. And earlier, he surpassed Rory White for third all-time in rebounding in South Alabama basketball history. They'll say a kickball going against UTA in the backcourt as a loose ball is knocked all around, and Petway's down and hurt holding his head. Chad Lott will check him out. Matthew Brown will go over and look at him. Jags head athletic trainer will make sure he's okay. Jags assistant coach Adam Howard going out as well. Petway went down hard holding his head. We've got timeout called. We'll take it with him and give you an update on Petway as soon as we can when we come back. 7:38 remaining second half. Jags lead by 6, 48-42. This is South Alabama.
Richie Riley's timeout came right on time. But UTA won't go away quietly. As the Jags extended their lead quickly to 9, UTA punches right back and makes it a 6-point game as we go to the under 8 media timeout. Josh Ajayi led the way on the boards for the Jags, with 13 rebounds to go with his 14 points in a double-double effort. Earlier in the first half, Ajayi would pass Jaguar great Rory White for third place all-time in rebounds in South Alabama men's basketball history. Moving ahead, we rejoin the action out of the under 4 media timeout with 3:42 left to go in the game, with South Alabama still clinging to a 5-point lead down the stretch.
This game's shaping up a little bit like the Jags' last victory this past Thursday on the road at Louisiana. The offense has not been bad by any stretch tonight. Jack shooting 23 for 44 from the floor. That's 52%. Out-rebounding UTA by 8. Mavericks have held in it with a couple more made free throws and three more three-pointers made tonight. Chad Lott leads the way for the Jags with 20 points. It's a new Jaguar high for him. Previously had 19 against Northeastern down in the Gulf Coast Showcase. His career high is 27, and he was at Howard. Jags working to our right. Fox dribbles, rolls it underneath. Right block, Chad Lock. We'll go one-on-one with Davis. Pump fake, fadeaway jumper, right baseline, hit the front rim, no good. John Petway, rebound, light up, get in the foul! Yes, sir! Welcome back, John Petway. Petway slapped as he went up to it. He was fouled by Brian Warren. Petway's and one is up. Two short and a rebound, UTA. 56-49, Jags on top by seven. Azor picks up his dribble, gets it in the half court to Steelman. He'll pass it up top. Warren subbed out of the ball game right now. Bounce pass, and it's stolen by Petway. Petway coast to coast. He'll lay it in! John Petway with two huge back-to-back buckets. Jags on top by nine. 3 minutes left to go. Azor far side. He gets it far wing to Jackson Young. Little dribble, give up top Azor. 13 left to shoot as Azor dribbles near wing. High screen from Narciss. Nothing doing from it. Near side, timeout UTA. John Petway with back-to-back buckets. One of those, an N1 opportunity. He's got 8 points. Coming into tonight, he'd scored 13 points all season. So Jags now on top by 9, 58-49 with 2:39 left to go on the road at UTA. UTA used a timeout. They've got one remaining. Jags have one remaining as well. And they'll go to work to our left with 5 left to shoot. Warren, kick out near side. Jackson Young, a corner 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Andre Fox. Falling out of bounds, gets it to Trey Mitchell. He's double-teamed, bounces it back to Andre. He's falling down. He gets it to Petway. Man down, Warren in the sidelines. And he is fouled. Petway is fouled, going to the bucket. That foul is going against T'Andre Jackson Young. That's the 17th foul. So Petway goes to the line for 1-1. Petway, normally the defensive-minded guy, he's been huge down the stretch here for the Jags with 8 points. He was hurt earlier in the game, came back in. His first one is good, and Petway will shoot another. Jags on top by 10, 59-49, with 2:22 remaining. Petway, second one, that is no good. Rolls off to the left. Warren runs into the half court. Underhanded pass up top to Davis. Pass to Warren. Nothing doing for Warren. He'll pull up for a long two, and he got it. Man, over the top of Andre Fox and Chad Lott. That's Warren's second made bucket. He's got 4 points, 2 for 9, shooting 0 for 5 from distance. Cross-court pass near side. Chad Lott will leap up and catch with one hand. 8-point lead as we're under 2 minutes. Fox far side. Jags will burn some time. Brian Warren guarding him closely. Far corner, Petway. He'll drive to the bucket. Petway travel, he did. Stepped one too many times, did Petway. That's his second turnover today. Today's game brought to you in part by Coca-Cola. Enjoy an ice-cold Coca-Cola and refresh the Jaguar within. Brian Warren near side quickly. Free throw jumper up off the rim. No good. Rebound to Jai. He'll pivot around. Hands flying everywhere from UTA trying to knock it loose. 90 seconds left. The Jags are up by 8. Richie Riley runs over. He calls a timeout near side. Be a full timeout. We'll keep it here for you. That's the Jags' final timeout. They have no more remaining. UTA has one remaining. Both teams in the bonus. Jags with 18 fouls. UTA with 7. Jags have been led individually by Chad Lott with his 20 points. Josh Ajayi, 14 points, 13 boards for his 24th career double-double. The other side for UTA, T'Andre Jackson Young has been lights out in the second half. He's got 16 points total. 14 of them have come in the second half. David Azor had 9 points at the break. He's got 14 total now. Radshad Davis off the bench for UTA leads the way on the boards. He's got 5. He's actually tied with Jabari Narciss with 5 rebounds. Brian Warren with just 4 points, 2 for 10 shooting, 0 for 5 from beyond the arc. 4 boards, 6 assists, just 1 turnover. Herb McGee fouled out early on. He just had 2 points, 31 minutes played, 6 assists against 3 turnovers. So Herb is done. The primary five that have played today have been Lott, Fox, Ajayi, Mitchell, and Petway. Petway's been huge here down the stretch. 9 points for the Jags redshirt junior guard. 5 of those points have come in the second half. They've really come mostly here down the stretch in the two-minute span. Petway will inbound, lobs it up to Ajayi. He'll get it. Jags working to our right. Double team comes, gets it underneath. Trey's wide open. He'll turn around, and he'll easily lay it in. Back to a 10-point lead for the Jags, 61-51. 1:15 left to go in the middle. Davis up top. Warren takes a straight on three. Got it. That's his first made three in a timeout. Chris Ogden of UTA. That's the Mavericks' final timeout. It comes with 1:10 remaining in the second half, and the Jags up 61-54. It's just a 30-second timeout. 1:10 left. Jags looking for their second conference win of the season, second road win of the season, and their first win at UTA since 1977. That's the Jags' last and only win at UTA. That was an 87-79 victory back on December 17th of 1977. The Jags are a minute 10 away from that. But as you know, in college basketball, that can be an eternity. It's a 7-point lead for the Jags, 61-54. This would be a great win after the loss last time out at ULM. Petway looking to inbound, looking, gets it in Trey Mitchell in the backcourt. Lobs in the middle, turnover. Phillips, kick out near side. Warren for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, UTA. Davis runs out, gets it to Warren. He'll try another three. That's no good. Andre Fox chases down the loose ball, and he's fouled. That's a good guy to get fouled for the Jags. He's shooting 87% from the stripe this season. So Fox will go to the stripe and shoot 1-1. 57.1 seconds left. Jags on top, 61-54. No timeouts left for either team. Fox will shoot 1-1. His first one is up and good. He'll shoot another. Fox with 6 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and 31 minutes played off the bench. Fox's second. He got that one too. 9-point lead for the Jags, 63-54. Warren takes it in the half court, far side, drives to the bucket, laid up, too short off the glass, loose ball. Andre Fox has it, runs up ahead. He's fouled by Teandre Jackson-Young. That's his second personal. 9th team foul against UTA. So Fox again will go to the line and shoot 1-1. Fox with 7 points. Third best in the Sun Belt Conference on free throws. First one from Fox is good. He'll shoot another. 48 and a half seconds left. Jags now on top by 10. Second one from Fox. He got it. 11-point lead with 48 seconds left. Jack Steele at Chad Lott, up ahead to Fox. He has numbers. He'll go coast to coast. Lob it up. Oh, he missed it. Ajayi tapped up twice. And a foul called against, I believe. Who's it called against? It's called against the Jags. It's called against Ajayi. Fox left the rebound, left the layup, excuse me, too short. Six point two seconds separate shot clock and game clock as the Jags lead by 11 on the road. Jackson Young will go to the line and shoot two. He's 6 for 9 on free throws this season. Hasn't been at the stripe much. First one, no good. Slapped up. Jags, John Petway with a rebound. He's fouled. And Petway walked the other way. That foul is on Davis. Second personal, that's the 10th team foul, so Petway will shoot two to our right. Petway with a gutsy performance down the stretch. He's got 9 points. And he'll shoot two to our right. Petway's first is up and good. He'll shoot his second one momentarily. 66-54, Jags on top with 33.6 seconds left. Petway second. Off the mark, rolls to the right, no good. Rebound UTA as Petway is in double figures with 10. Warren, near side, Davis rolls underneath, right to Ajayi, who'll hold on to it. UTA comes over, they're not going to foul. Jags will take it across the timeline, and that's going to be a win for South Alabama. It's Richie Riley just nearly knocked my headset off. 66-54, Jags with a victory on the road. Jags move to 9-7 overall in the season, 2-3 in Sun Belt Conference play. That's a win, South Alabama.
The Jags would finish it off down the stretch, winning by 12 and giving a happy Richie Riley and the Jags their first win in Arlington since 1977. A big reason for the Jags' win, John Petway's 10 points and 2 steals. During the team meeting the day prior, Petway stood in front of his teammates and confessed he hadn't played to the best of his abilities, but pledged to never do that again. He was true to his word. The win gave South Alabama a 2-1 record on the 3-game road swing, and the following week the Jags added to their winning streak, going on to win 4 games in a matter of 9 days, winning 3 of those on the road. This has been Jag Nation Rewind. Join us next time when we relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Go Jags!